There was a great deal of criticism directed at Russia during the Friends of Europe annual security conference in Brussels. In a recent speech, British Prime Minister Theresa May accused Moscow of meddling in elections and peddling fake news in an effort to weaponize information and sow discord in the West. There was support for this view at the conference.
This combination of different means of influence, cyber attacks, information campaigns, military activities we saw in Ukraine are also evident in Europe today.
The head of Stratcom, better known as the EU's anti-propaganda unit, took the opportunity at the event to call for better cooperation between the bloc's member states.
12 out of 28 member states have taken specific action to address the problem of disinformation over the last year, but that's still 16 that haven't. And what we can do is see the big picture and make some of the linkages and share some of the best practice.
Russia's representative at the conference described Stratcom as a big brainwashing machine that undermines freedom of expression and freedom of the press. The question was asked at the event if Russia and the EU could start cooperating again to address issues of common interest, for example on security, the threat from Daesh, and economically, closer trade ties.
We are ready to resume it, but if we listen only the words of cyber and attacks and Russian threats, we'll try to fix it ourselves.
Putin has repeatedly said that he would be happy to see better relations between Russia and the West, so long as they are based on mutual respect.
But there appears to be very little appetite for that. If the language emanating from NATO, from Washington, and from the EU institutions is anything to go by. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, Brussels.